Welcome back with us this morning to look through your Sunday papers, economist Ashok Kumar and the director of World Right, Kerry Dingle. Good morning to you both. Thanks
Hi,
for coming
good morning.
In. Let's dive straight in then. Kerry, you've chosen to look at the double page spread and mirror of the Pope's visit to Ireland. Now, yesterday, obviously, people came out onto the streets, but a lot of the talk, of course, was about the child sexual abuse scandal within the Catholic Church. How do you think the Vatican's been dealing with that?
Well, I think what's interesting in this article, you know, as you've said, Pope's Dublin visit overshadowed by abuse, is actually, I think it's a shame that this has become such a... It's almost like pornography for liberals, the obsession with sex abuse and the sex scandals. I mean, I'm an atheist, don't get me wrong, but this is like pornography maybe for atheists, because it's just... I feel there's something sniffy and snooty and a certain contempt for, you know, what is a religious meeting and a family affair. And I think it's sad that there is a certain sort of let's get our rocks off on what the church has done in the past.
And however, he is the figurehead of an institution that is well known to have abused.
He's indulging in this as well.
Hundreds of young people, not just in Ireland but across the world. Only last week we saw 300. Priests.
Yes, hundreds though. I think
300
you're absolutely
right. Priests abusing 1,000 children in the US.
Well,
though.
You see, the figures are relentlessly exaggerated. I think we all know that the horrors of what has happened.
Catholic priests have known. How do you say the figures are
exaggerated? Because
though?
Look, for example, the stories of the Magdalene nursery. The Magdalene mother and baby home. Yeah. Awful for women, but yet Britain had mother and baby homes right into the late 70s. The report by the government in Ireland showed that actually there wasn't sexual abuse and there wasn't actually punishment for women. You look at the facts over the sex scandals. They are far fewer than it's made out to be. They are not in the tens of thousands. They are in the hundreds. That is no less awful. But why is it that we are so obsessed with something like sex?
I think we're obsessed with sexual abuse because every single case of sexual abuse deserves to be taken with
seriousness. How is this healthy for people who suffered at the hands of these priests? Because can't recover.
They would tell you.
They're scarred for life.
They would tell you, as they have been all the way up to the Pope's visit, and indeed when they met him yesterday, that they want to see the Pope and the Vatican Church do something about it. There are files held within the Vatican Church that are not allowed to be seen by the police or investigating authorities. Pope Francis could change that. He could say, we welcome an investigation, come in and look at the files that we have, where we put priests who had been abusing children in other places and we did not put them in prison.
Right. I am all for the prosecution of people who are guilty of horrendous sex crimes against young people. And I think the Pope is part of this obsession with, you know, everywhere there are victims everywhere I go. And the Vatican is absolutely in the wrong if it's withholding information from prosecution.
That's what survivors want to see. It's
yes,
not,
I'm
not
sure. But
they
why are you even
done.
Calling them survivors? Did they nearly die? No. What I'm saying is that if people they were sexually abused, and that's appalling. People don't die. And they can get over things, but not if we obsess on it and we treat them like victims for the rest of their lives that can't get on with their lives. And I believe they're tough people who can get on with their lives.
Look, we are going to leave that there. You've said some extremely controversial things. Which
sure, but I think it's true and it needs to be said.
A lot of people will disagree. We're going to leave that there.